Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Just give me my money.
Just give me my money. Daniel. this episode specifically is a spoiler cast for Deadpool and Wolverine. So, warning, spoilers ahead. And we're going to just jump right into it. I'll release this episode today, the same day we record it. And then we'll do a regular one that I'll release on Monday, next Monday. But yeah, let's get into it. So we watched Deadpool and Wolverine, not together, separately. What did you think?
It was okay.
I thought it was good.
Slight 6.5.
I want to know, let's talk about it, but I want to specifically know what you had issues with. Because it was fine. I thought the jokes were good. Cameos were crazy. We had the perfect casting for Gambit. I think he was really good. We had, Johnny was his name?
Human Torch?
Yeah, Human Torch. There you go.
Johnny Storm.
Do you say, Storm. Yeah, there you go. So, I don't know. I thought it was good.
I thought it was gimmicky.
Okay.
The cameos, let me show you something cool. Like, I could have replaced Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider. It's just, the story was kind of like, eh. And so to make up for it, you're like, oh, we'll just show all these cool things. And you know what it reminds me of? Ready Player One. And the way I say that is Ready Player One, I don't know if that's a good story. Like when I first read it, it was cool because It's like, oh man, I got the spaceship from Cowboy Bebop. I got this to this. I can show you this. I can just show you all the cool things, but it's gimmicky. So I don't know. I had to revisit Ready Player One to see if the story's really solid. I think it's not. I think it's just a lot of cool shit. I'm going to put this Ghostbusters reference. Huh. Like, that's what Deadpool and Wolverine.
But I feel like that's, because with Ready Player One, that is what the story is. Like, it's meant to be gimmicky. Like, that's how the author wrote it. You know, he wanted to put a bunch of references. And now that the movie's trying to do the references, I feel like it can't be gimmicky because that's what the book was. That's what the story was. And Deadpool, it's not, the comic is not necessarily like gimmicky like that, but it's supposed to be funny. And I don't feel like they've pushed these cameos to our faces. They just like displayed the cameo and then moved on. Like it wasn't like, you know, here's this person, here's a cameo, let's put them for half the movie and then every other cameo at the same time. They just displayed the person, moved on. Displayed the person. So like it had a good pace. The story was fine. It wasn't like the best story in the world. Story was fine. I do feel like they could have done more with like the villain, specifically Xavier's sister. Like she's supposed to be super powerful.
Ruined her.
Yeah,
in the comics. When I saw her on Deadpool, I'm like, dude, they butchered her. They didn't like, do her justice.
In that sense, I'm extremely disappointed. But I also understand like they have an agenda that they're pushing for the story. And they don't want to concentrate too much on one thing because there's going to be no aftermath for that. You know, they're not going to, they don't plan on showing her as a villain in the future, from my understanding.
Which sucks. That's another thing that I have a gripe with. Marvel killing villains. They just get like good villains.
Yeah.
Killmonger, the bad guy from the Mandarin from Shang-Chi. Like these are villains that are really like great and they just kill them off. She's one of the better villains in. It's so bad, dude. Like
she didn't die.
Yeah, she did. She disintegrated. They did the thing, and she just.
That's right. I forgot that she was. She still tried to be the villain to the end. I forgot. I thought like you know because she let them through, and I thought she never came out.
Knowing her, catalyst. She wouldn't be in there. She would be out in the world. Shoot, knowing how she is.
Yeah. Okay, that's the bad stuff. What did you like about the movie?
I do like the jokes. There was a joke. It went over everyone's fucking head. And I was the only guy in the fucking theater laughing. Where he's like, he's talking about Wolverine. He's like, yeah, think about all this. Think about all that. Think about the residuals. I was cracking up and no one got it. I was like, no one laughed at that? I was like, that's fucking hilarious. Because, you know, Deadpool was a character that breaks the fourth.
Yeah.
He knows he's a character.
Yeah.
So it's funny. He's like, think about the money we're going to make. I was like, that's
but
that's fucking good.
With the comics,
He breaks character.
But the thing is, he's doing it because he's insane, not because he's aware he's a character.
No,
it's aware. Because he's crazy and he thinks he's a character.
He's aware that he's a character.
Yeah?
Yep.
I thought it was supposed to be like...
He's not crazy.
Really?
He's very like... He's probably the most accurate portrayal of... It's good that they picked Ryan Reynolds because he's very accurate how he is in the comic. He's always like making jokes and stuff. And that's... Man, people are going to flame me, but I think Andrew Garfield is the best Spider-Man because the way he cracks jokes is similar to Deadpool. It's like, oh, man. Oh, like and cocky too.
Yeah.
Like that's Spider-Man.
Without
like,
breaking the fourth
wall. Yeah, without breaking the fourth wall.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The one's like, fuck you, Fox. I'm going to Disneyland. I was like, that's fucking good. He grabs the boom mic.
I do think the scene where he grabs the boom mic and then smashes the camera. I feel like the smashing the camera, that was like a really cheap scene. Like, it didn't look realistic to me. Mm. You know, but that was besides the point. It was the whole scene in itself was good. I like the dog. I hope... Ryan Reynolds had like a prosthetic mouth when he was letting it lick his fucking mouth.
I think what's cool about the dog is it reminded me of the joke in Thor, like the last one, the sucky one.
Yeah.
Where the goat kept on screaming. And I was like, this joke fucking sucks. But the dog joke was okay. I was like,
because they did it once and that's it. Like, why was there? Yeah, it just happened once.
No, two or three times.
Well, the dog came up running to him, but like the licking the mouth thing was one time. Because if they had multiple scenes of that, I'd be like, okay, does this guy have a kink?
I think there's a lot of jokes that went over people's heads. Because there's a lot of jokes of him being Ryan Reynolds. He's like, there's 216 bones in my body, 217 when you're watching Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl, Blake Lively, his wife is in Gossip Girl. I was like, people laughed, but I was like, not a lot.
I think it's because people got like the reference of like he just has a boner,
essentially. Yeah,
but I don't think they realize his wife was in the thing. And then I believe his wife also played female Deadpool. His fake brother played the sexy Deadpool, or what's his name? The beautiful Deadpool. Forgot the guy's name. That dies, by the way, gets murdered. And I guess it's because he doesn't have regenerative powers. That's why he's not ugly, because he didn't have cancer and have to regenerate all the time. But that was funny. And then still, I knew, like, as soon as that Deadpool, the beautiful Deadpool, showed his guns, I was like, that fool's going to die, and I know Ryan Reynolds is going to steal the guns, dude, immediately. In the beginning, when they get sent to the that area, like the Max Payne area, the...
Mad Max
area. The Johnny character. I thought the same thing as Deadpool. I mean, obviously he knew, but I thought it was supposed to be Captain America.
Really? I immediately knew. When I saw it, I saw the spoiler, scene. When I saw him, I was like, I
didn't see anything. So yeah, therefore I was like...
No, but see, even not knowing, just seeing him, I'm like, that's not Captain America. Like, as a writer, it clicked. Yeah. I was like, that's Human Torch. That's Human Torch.
What do you think? Did you say till the end credit scenes? Because I did not.
Yes. I don't even remember. The end credit scenes got to be better. It's stupid.
See, the thing is, I think end credit scenes like this are funny. Like, it doesn't tell you there's going to be more. It just, like, it includes a scene that makes the scene even funnier. And it was the scene where Johnny essentially, the reason why he gets killed is because he did say all this stuff about Xavier's sister. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, from my understanding, is Xavier's sister is supposed to be able to read minds. Mm-hmm. So she knew he was saying that and not lying. So
there's some cool, like when they're showing a lot of the different Wolverine variants, it was cool seeing accurate portrait, because Wolverine's supposed to be short. He's actually really supposed to be short.
So that, like, short though? Yeah, I feel like that was overly short.
He's supposed to be like 5'3", like really, really short. But he's not supposed to be. He looks skinny. He's supposed to look really stuck. Like, he looks like he's supposed to look like Matt Serra, UFC fighter. Okay. Short guy, but like really like a pit bull. Really short and stocky. So he's supposed to be like 5'3".
Henry Cavill, amazing. He portrayed a really good Wolverine.
They did the Todd McFarlane Hulk versus Wolverine cover. I was like, that's sick. And then they did my favorite one Age of Apocalypse Wolverine, which, well, I don't think we'll ever see Age of
Apocalypse. Is that the one where he is in the alleyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the one with, he only has one arm. It's
yeah, because, yeah. The other one is like a, just a, like because, a metal.
That fucking storyline's so good. It's because Professor X's son goes back in time to kill Magneto because he fucks up just everything in the future. He's about to kill Magneto. Professor X jumps in front of the bullet. It creates a paradox. His son never gets born. And so Professor X never finds the X-Men. It just creates this fucking chaos. Apocalypse rules the world. Magneto sees this happen. He becomes a good guy. Magneto marries Rogue. Wolverine gets with Jean Grey. Wolverine, he loses his arm because he has a fight with Cyclops. Cyclops becomes a bad guy. He never meets Professor X.
Oh, wow.
So he has an epic fight with Cyclops. Hit kills one of his eyes, but blows up one of his arms. So that's why he has one arm.
Okay. But I feel so like that doesn't... Because isn't so he supposed good. To, like, recover, like, heal? I feel like that gets weird. Like, I know it's, like, a plot, but it's just weird when they show, like, he recovers from anything, and yet he can't recover from an explosion like that. But, yeah, he seemed really cool. Henry Cavill was the one that blew my mind. Like, it was unexpected. Yeah, like, unexpected. Completely unexpected for me.
It's a big fuck you to DC.
No, but from my understanding, it came out because it's a joke. People were, like, wanting that as a
also it's a big fucking to DC too, which I need to talk about.
Let's do it right now.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh no, that's yeah.
That's a big fucking to DC, calling that movie Doomsday, because Superman's biggest enemy is Doomsday. They can never use that title ever because I'm pretty sure they're thinking
copyright stuff.
No, well, I mean, it just they can do it, but it just won't. When people say, oh, let's watch Doomsday, they're going to automatically think okay. Avengers Doomsday, okay. Not Superman.
Because it came out they're first. Like, and it might be the better version.
Yep. Damn. That's like, I'm like, that's a big fuck you to DC. I still need to make a TikTok about that, but not a lot of people. Now, no one talked about that.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, that's a big fuck you.
Let's name the cameos. So we had Carmen Electra, Blade.
Not Carmen Electra, Electra.
We had Electra, Blade. Gambit,
Human Torch,
Juggernaut.
Ah, didn't use Vinnie Jones.
Yeah, man. I know.
That's another thing that pissed me off, dude. When Wolverine and Sabretooth fight, Sabretooth kicks Wolverine's ass 99% of the time. It's very few. So when that happened, I was like, that's fucking stupid, dude. Just kill them like that. I was like, ugh.
But I mean, they had like essentially foreshadowing because Deadpool hypes it up. He's like, dude, everyone's been waiting for this. It's going to be so good. And then for it to just finish like that, I mean, they knew they were going to do it.
I don't know if they used, what's his name? Ray Parker for Toad. I don't know if it was the same actor.
Oh.
That guy's cool as fuck. he always has like, I remember him when he used to do signings, he has like cool ass stories.
Yeah.
Talking about Star Wars and stuff.
The other flame guy, Pyro was his name?
Yeah.
Is he supposed to be stronger than Johnny?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's one of those.
Because in the beginning, there wasn't hype, but like they made it seem like, oh, Johnny's been surviving this whole time. Like, he's strong. And then the first move he does gets taken out by fucking Pyro, and then he dies. I mean, they had the whole Mad Max scene of, like, the cars coming through. What else?
I just think it's so stupid, too. They build up this thing where they do it like twice where you're like, oh, we're gonna watch Wolverine and Deadpool fight. I don't give a fuck because it's not like a real fight.
Yeah, because they both can't necessarily.
It's lame. It's like Batman versus Superman. You know, it's not gonna be a real fight. It's just
against two main characters.
They're just gonna show it just to be like, want to see something cool?
I mean, Deadpool plays on that.
I know. He knows.
Yeah.
Because he's a character. He knows.
Who else did they have? I'm completely blanking out. They had so many cameos.
I mean, all the other Deadpool variants.
But I guess I mean cameos as in like another famous actor.
Wesley Snipes, Blade.
Yeah, Blade, I already mentioned it.
I have to give a shout out to Ryan Reynolds. Well, I mean, so the original script for that movie was supposed to be Wolverine and Deadpool take a road trip. It's not really that.
Right.
It's like, kind of like that, but... Like, I have to give a shout out to Ryan Reynolds because usually when people, like, when an actor says, oh, I want to do this role, they don't usually get it. He actually went, I want to do Deadpool, made test footage out of his own money, became Deadpool.
But it, what's funny
this
is...
this film, where it got canceled, Disney bought him out. And I was like, oh, shit, this movie's never being made. And he
but
made
what's,
it.
But what's funny is with the test footage, he wasn't going to get the role anyways. It's eventually the test footage became got on the internet, and the public was like, we love it. We want it. And that's why they ended up getting Ryan Reynolds. But originally, like, if no one saw it, he would have never gotten it. You think we would even have a Deadpool? Someone else?
No, it was him. He made the test footage.
No, I know. But, like, if... I feel like it only happened because the public got a hold of the test footage, and they're like, we love it. Mm-hmm. And then they talked about it. But with just the test footage, they weren't going to do it anyways because they didn't care for it. Like, the character. Do you think we would have still had a Deadpool? Maybe not even being Ryan?
Maybe.
Or...
probably.
Would have been, like, completely scratched.
No, they would have still made it. Damn, people tend to forget, dude. Like, Deadpool was a C-list character, man. He's, like, one of those, like, Guardians of the Galaxy characters.
Yeah. Which is why I feel like it would have never been made. Unless the public got a hold of the footage, which they did.
Iron Man was a C-list character.
That one's crazy.
He, like, brought him up to A-rank.
That one's crazy, because, like, the three Iron Man movies, like, the first three... I didn't feel like we were that good.
The first one is really good. Two and three sucked, but the first one's really fun.
I watched it recently, and, like, honestly, the footage does not age well. Like, for me, it just seems like an older movie now. I mean, I guess it has been a long time, but, like, it just seems like it's a dated movie. The shots look terrible. Cinematography. They had the Hulk.
Yeah, I don't know. The story was kind of whack for Deadpool and Wolverine. It was okay.
But that's the last of Deadpool.
Like, I really don't... I hope they don't use that fucking storyline the next Avengers film. Because Iron Man's dead, so he was the anchor, so that universe is going to die. So they bring in Robert Downey Jr., another Iron Man variant, but he's an evil one. I hope they don't do that shit.
That's what I was saying. I was asking, like, do you think it's going to be a variant of Iron Man that turns into Doomsday?
I hope they don't. I hope it's actually just him different.
Victor, what's his name?
Victor Von Doom.
Von Doom.
I hope it's someone different.
I mean, the thing is right now, it's hard to see it. See what Disney's thinking of when it comes to Robert Downey Jr. and Doomsday.
I don't see it's hard because, I don't know, I think of Robert Downey Jr. and Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm. God damn, dude. Who plays that fucking dude? He's a villain in fucking movie.
Maybe they saw that and they're like, he plays a good villain. Let's do it. What is it? Gwyneth Paltrow? She's the one who plays his wife in Iron Man. She commented like, you're a villain now? And on his Instagram story about the being Doomsday.
That's crazy. I honestly thought they were going to recast Kang, but...
I think it's crazy that they just completely dropped it.
Now, are they just not going to mention him anymore? Are they going to kill him? Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I think it just stops. I think they're not going to mention it. They're not going to do anything about this storyline. They're just going to move on to the next storyline. Start all over again. I mean, they're not necessarily starting over again. They have the hype for Robert Downey Jr., but a whole new story now. Is DC doing anything?
Superman. If they follow that fucking... the source material, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
The thing is, like... they haven't done anything.
It's, and
good.
It's so DC, you know, DC now has their Kevin Feige, right? They didn't have someone like that. Like, Kevin Feige is a guy that's like kind of makes all the plots, but they have James Gunn. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. See, the reason why I'm kind of skeptical is because Suicide Squad was kind of whack. So, like, James Gunn's not consistent, but Guardians 3 was good. So, we'll see.
I don't know, man. I'm scared.
Yeah, and it's crazy because Superman's their A-list character, and you can't even do that right.
I mean, at this point, Batman, I think, is carrying them. I mean, not every Batman movie has been, like, you know, like a S-tier, but it's been all high up there. No disappointments. So it's been doing good. And then they've done that with Joker as well. They went a different route with Joker, and it's still working out for them. But everything else has not worked out for them, dude. Everything else... even the game was bad.
The Flash has a higher review than Deadpool vs. Wolverine. And the Flash is a better fucking film than Deadpool vs. Wolverine.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's not that bad.
It was bad.
It's not that fucking bad.
It was bad.
Flash is way better than Deadpool. I agree. Like, you know, people don't agree with the critics. I was like, when I saw Flash is better than Deadpool versus Wolverine, I agree with that shit.
I think Wolverine was better. Deadpool and Wolverine.
I'm trying to think. I guess the last good Marvel film was Guardians 3.
That was the last, like, unexpected.
It's James Gunn. What do you mean unexpected? It's James Gunn.
I meant, like, well, I don't know if you're referring to, like, Guardians 3?
Yeah.
I was referring to, like, in general, the Guardians, like, the very first film. Like, that was unexpected.
God.
I knew they were going to make it, but I didn't think it was going to be that good. That was...
Guardians 1 is good.
That was a surprise. Which, like, it makes me want them doing that all the time. Like, picking like, unknown characters or storylines and running with it like that.
So that's the one good thing about Marvel is they take unknown directors and give them a chance. DC doesn't do that. DC tries to take Zack Snyder. Like, the already known people.
Yeah.
But Marvel doesn't do it. Marvel, they take chances and they're like, Chloe Zhao, she won an Oscar, but she's never made this film. Let's make her make a Marvel film. Taika Waititi, he's never made a Marvel film or an action film like this. Let's give him this. Marvel does that, which I like.
But I also feel like Marvel has had the opportunity because they're making so much money. Like, when you're not making that much money, you're going to try to, like, get the best of what you can to make the best of what there is. It's not working for DC. They're getting they're paying a lot for these directors and producers, and it's not working out for them. So I don't know. Are you excited for Doomsday?
I'm kind of more excited for Superman.
Okay.
If he follows the source
what's
material.
Is it supposed to be 2025 release?
It's next summer. July next summer.
Okay.
I don't know if they're gonna follow the storyline though. It's supposed to follow the 12 labors of Hercules.
Oh.
So Superman's dying. He finds out he's dying. He has to do 12 things before he dies. There's some good shit.
Hyping up DC Superman right now.
What's the next, like, Marvel film? Captain America. Yeah. Fucking Harrison Ford. Red Hulk. Yeah, I don't care.
I'm kind of excited just because I want to see a different Hulk. I don't know, though. Are you going to watch Borderlands?
Probably not. I mean, it's made by directed by Eli Roth. So it could be good. There's a possibility it could be good. He's not consistent. Could be good. The trailers look
Yeah, that's why. Trailers look like gimmicky to me. But, I mean, that's the game, though, too. Like, it's super cheesy. So I can't really, like, talk shit because that's how the game is. He just kept it true to the game.
I think so far my favorite movie of this year is probably Long Legs. And then second, maybe Dune 2 is second, but Long Legs is favorite movie of this year.
Damn.
I was kind of disappointed with Deadpool Wolverine. I was expecting more.
Also,
the costume was like, I know everyone hyped up the thing, but it didn't look good to me.
It looked cheesy when you put on the mask.
Yeah, the mask, it didn't look good.
Yeah.
And that was the buildup. Like, he finally gets to wear the mask, and I was like, hey, it kind of
didn't
shitty.
Look that good. And then that, like, the scene where, like, they smash through the back of the bus and they land. I don't know if that's, like, CG or what, but the bottom of his face, like, the part that's showing under the mask looks really bad to me. I don't know if it's just like the
Deadpool's
angle.
Costume
what it
is cool.
Yeah.
I think it looks cool. But
they do that so well. And like when a cosplayer like pretty much does the exact same costume, like super tight, like it looks really, really, really damn good. Because, yeah, like they did that for all of the cameo Deadpools. I mean, they all look good. I think it was a good movie. I think it was 7.5 out of 10. You think 6. It's a 6? 6.5?
Flash is better.
I think Flash was a 5 out of 10. Flash was bad, man. I don't know if it's because of the scenes, dude. I know that they have to make it look bad because of the running, like the way it all works, but like it just does not look good to me. But that's it. So, thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.